Welcome to Heart, Navigating Lipedema Together, where our lived experiences merge with expert wisdom. I'm Lisa Dury, career executive, mom, and stage 3 lipedema patient.
And I'm Dr. Catherine Sayo, dedicated to advocacy, research, and education for a vibrant life, while also living with lipedema and lymphedema. Together, we're delving into the complexities of navigating a life with lipedema.
Join us as we embark on a heartfelt journey, unraveling the challenges of weight stigma, anti-fat bias, and the triumphs towards self-compassion at work and in life.
Your voices are welcome here. You are essential in our heart-to-heart conversation. Together, as both guides and fellow travelers, let's explore, learn, and grow. Welcome to Heart, Navigating Lipedema Together. We started this as a 6-week, Lisa said, let's do 6 weeks. We'll do 6 weeks for the runway for our event that happened. And then, well, thank you, ladies. You all asked for us to keep coming. So here we are.
Yeah, here we are in an epic way. And I think, Catherine, what's so cool is when we did these 6 weeks and we got the feedback that we got, people were saying, you know, I feel like I'm in your conversation. You know, I feel like we're having a heart to heart. And we both went, oh, that's what we call our events. That's the core value of our community. So you might notice a slight change to this, which is instead of between us, we're now calling it heart to heart because we're going to have heart to heart conversations.
In this series, we'll share stories about workplace challenges and triumphs when it comes to managing lipedema while maintaining a full-time career. Let me restate that the way that I say it, which is that everything we do is a tad bit more that we have to be aware of. And when you're out in the world, when you're doing your thing, when you're intensely focused on whatever your purpose is, there's more you have to think about. And that's what we're here to talk about. Right, Lisa?
Catherine, couldn't say it better myself. When I think about working full time and navigating lipedema, I'm really glad we're having this conversation because one of the things that I know is, boy, I wish I had us earlier in my career and in my journey with lipedema. So we're here to pay that forward, right? We're here to bring it forward. I think what I'd like to do is, if I could, I just want to jump into some questions and be a value add now that we've got everything. If you're wherever you are, give us a chat. Let us know you can hear us and see us today. Oh, look at this. I see it already. Nancy, hey. Let's see.
And
Dina, hello. Karen. Yeah. Angela. Oh, yep. So good. So good. Yes. So, hey, thanks for being here. I would like to start by interviewing Catherine because in my opinion, without Catherine, the world really wouldn't know about lipedema. And I think that's a bold statement. And I think that it's true for me. And I think it's true for thousands upon thousands of patients and medical practitioners. And I think what I want to do is highlight this inside the organizational realm too for people at work. Because one of the things I know is everything that Catherine has done started from a personal journey. And Catherine, I really just want to, if I may, ask you a few questions about, you know, what are you most inspired by in this podcast? What are you hoping to bring into this to the world through this lens after your over 10 years of raising awareness on lipedema?
Isn't she good? Isn't she good? Isn't she amazing? I mean, I just am blown away. Always. I love working with you, Lisa.
I love working with you too.
Yeah. So I'm going to be really out there with all of this. I decided, can I be honest? Can I be vulnerable? It's been a long road from the day that I sat exactly where I am on my couch here in my living room, sobbing, trying to figure out what the hell was going on with my body. I was losing my mobility. I was in horrific pain. Nobody could do anything. And I thought, it's got to be an answer. And I realized in that moment that the only answer that was going to come was the one that I was willing to dedicate my life to, that I was willing to do absolutely anything that I needed to do to find the answer. And that's what I did. And I did find answers. And I made a documentary film, and I, you know, partnered with doctors throughout the world. And it's been such an amazing journey. And I'm 75 years old. And I am so ready. So this is part of Lipedema Simplified's transition. Lisa is moving into a much more viable, visible, managerial role. And I'm moving into a quieter research role, where I talked about it yesterday very briefly. I'm not going to talk about it a lot. We're writing a book on lipedema, and but a book that should be very well received in the medical community. I'll just say that. And I just am so grateful, so very grateful for everything, every single step of the way. And I cannot imagine anything more fun than riffing with Lisa for, we set it up for 6 weeks, which will take us to the other side of our upcoming event. Lisa and I have so much fun when we meet. We get a lot of work done, but we laugh, we cry, mm-hmm. we go around every which way. And I am so excited to share Lisa with the entire lipedema community, because as I said to her many, many months ago, you're going to take what we're doing way beyond anything we've done so far. How's that?
I appreciate you, Catherine, so much. And we do have fun. And I just want to acknowledge the comments in here from Nancy and Angela. They're shouting out how much you've helped them and what Lipedema Simplified has meant to them. My personal story and the reason I'm excited to be here is that a couple of years ago, I canceled a family vacation because we were supposed to be in Arizona at the lake, and I knew I couldn't walk. I live in Oregon, and I just couldn't fathom how I could manage this journey. And my stepmom was very concerned because that wasn't like me. Now, I had a lot of the body changes happening, and I've come to realize I've had lipedema, you know, since puberty. It's shown up since puberty. But when that happened, I was really depressed. I'm very scared and didn't know what was going to happen, what was happening in my body. And my stepmom, Stella, sent me an article about lipedema and said, I think this is what's been going on for you. And then I found the documentary, The Disease They Call Fat, you know, because once you know, ladies, once you know, are you not on Google? Like, that's what happens, right? So I found your Facebook groups. I watched your documentary over and over and kept seeing myself in their stories. And I don't know how to articulate the depth of gratitude I have for you, Catherine, and what you have done with the Lipedema Project and Lipedema Simplified. And the reason I gravitated toward you so much is not just your heart, because your heart is huge, but it's also that it's backed by research and science. And I haven't seen any place else that is surrounded with the pioneers and the, you know, the innovators when it comes to the medical teams that you work with. Uh-huh. And so I just want to say thank you for not just telling your story, but for inviting the medical community, the researchers, the patients to bring their voices forward and to then equip all of us through the offerings that we're that are putting out in the world. And I think that's really understated. And I just know that for me, once I got the science and the research and the heart, right, patient stories, I began to be able to figure out what I could do. I haven't had surgery yet. Right. I'm still in the process. I just knew I had to figure out how to walk again the best I could. And I wouldn't be here today in the state that I'm in, which is way better than it was if it wasn't for you, Catherine. So I'm just so grateful for you and everybody in the both programs that have done what they've done to bring it to the world.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I want to say it's true. I've worked my ass off for years.
You have worked your ass off for years. Yes.
But couldn't have happened without the community. I say it again and again and again. We learn from each other. We are in this together, which is what we call this, between us together, navigating lipedema together. That's what we do as an entire community. And, you know, I want to also say that it's each and every one of us engaged, asking for solutions, being willing to do the tough stuff. Some of the stuff we do is tough stuff. It's like, you know, I feel like the checklist of everything that I need to do in a day is longer than the hours in the day. And so it's like, how do we do all that? So I want to say that because I'm so excited, I just want to make more than one announcement today, which is that the journal article that we have been working on for 3 years, get this, 3 years, 3 years, 1, 2, 3 years, is about to be published in one of the scientific journals on lymphology. And it's been 10 of us, Leslyn Keith, myself, Dr. Carmody, Siobhan Huggins, Monica Wahi, who is an epidemiologist, Dr. Gabrielle Faber from Germany, who's been part of the German guidelines that just got published. She's been heading that. She's one of the co-authors on this. It's called A Case Definition of Lipedema. It's an actual definition of what constitutes lipedema as a disease entity. Dr. Rapprich, Dr. Isabel Forner Cordera, amazing, from Spain. Dr. Rapprich and Dr. Faber are both from Germany. Dr. Michelini, who's the head of the Lipedema World Association, and Dr. Stan Roxon, who is the most amazing researcher, clinician, physician, advocate for the lymphatic diseases. And he's out of Stanford. And so that's about to be published. And you can bet we're going to be shouting it from the rooftops, because from the days when they would, the insurance companies, their common response was, this is novel. This is new. This is, we don't even have a code for it yet. You know, all of that is fastly becoming obsolete, because we have what's needed to really show up and get the support and help that has been needed all along. Yay.
I wish I had a sound effect to like have confetti blow, because we were talking about this with one of our, one of the groups that we work with to, you know, talk about marketing and such. Right. And you were good talking about this, and they were looking at us like, and I was like, you don't understand what this means. What yes. this means is now there's a common definition, agreed upon definition, so research can be done. So we can work towards, you know, I'm going to be bold and say curing this. But, you know, along the way, there wasn't even an agreed upon definition for research, Catherine. This is who does this? But you, 10 plus years ago, went on this journey. And there's something about you, Catherine, and the way you show up with the common combination of heart and science that really speaks and brings groups together like this. I mean, this is a fantastic group of medical professionals, right? And what I think about this podcast for the next 6 weeks, talking about impacting, helping people with careers and lipedema. Imagine being able to walk into work and say, hey, I have this disease, right? I'm going to do this great thing at work, and I have this medical need, right? And it's actually understood, and you'll have time to go to MLD or complete decongestive therapy, take time off for whatever you need, have accommodations to put your legs up, or, you know, imagine that world.
Yeah.
And I think we're on that path, and I am so excited. I'm so excited because 10 years ago, we couldn't say this. Right. 5 years ago, we couldn't say this, but we can say it right now. I just want to say thank you for that.
And I have to say, I just want to point out that part of the reason, so I come from a corporate background. Before I was a college professor, I was a consultant and worked in a number of very intense corporate environments. Polaroid was mostly my client for almost 20 years. Loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it. And so there's a lot to be said for the kind of lifestyle where you're on the edge, where you're innovating, where you're doing things. And it's wonderful, but it's also changed a lot in the years since I was there. Susan O'Hara, who many of you know, she's just a wonderful lipedema advocate. She's actually written a couple of books, and she has a blog and is very active on social media. But she was let go of her job because of her lipedema, which is illegal, not supposed to be doing that. But, you know, Lisa and I have been talking about it's not okay. I mean, there's a lot that's not okay. We've spent a long time with the science behind it, with the medicine underneath it and throughout it. Now we need to address the anti-fat bias, which is so much a part of our culture, but most specifically in the workplace. It is really heartbreaking the way that accommodations are not readily available, and they should be.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've said this yet, but you know, I spent my entire life in corporate, and I have a human resources background. 7 years ago, I started RLD Group, which stands for Rebooting Leadership Drive, and that's really about changing culture inside organizations. Yes. And I didn't know I had lipedema then, and now I do. And what I've noticed even in our business at RLD Group is how much more we're talking about what does inclusion look like and how might you design your team meetings to support chronic illness, hidden disabilities, right? And how do we make it safe for employees to talk about what's going on with them and not be in fear of, you know, layoffs or being passed over for their promotions? This is a whole thing. And so I've been talking to Catherine about it. And we've been working on how do we, you know, shine a light on this. And so I'd love to bring some comments in because people are already saying, I'm reading, I used to wear high heels and now I can't. I always hear teachers talking about how standing on their feet all day, they can't do it anymore. I mean, I'm a public speaker. And when I speak on stage, I have to ask to make sure there's a chair there so I can manage when I'm up and when I'm down. So I don't know, Catherine, should we just go through here for a minute? We're all about community. Let's bring the voices in.
Oh, yes.
See what people are saying. Yeah, let's see. I know Nancy up top had said there was something you wrote about high heels. We're going to find that one. And then I love Gail. So we have a community in Lipedema Simplified and Tribe, and they're all together having a watch party right now. Oh, it was Nancy. Here we go. Yeah, Nancy. I used to be able to put on high heels and the train with skirts on. No more. I now have an off the books job for a couple of years and it has its downs and its ups. Yeah. Nancy, it sounds like you've made some changes just to support your body while you're still working, right? And how many of us can, we've all done that, right? And I want to say heartbreaking in some ways for me to like see what people have had to do quietly and in hiding because they're afraid of what's going to happen. And I also know I've done that too. When I first figured this out, I was hiding. Like you couldn't even tell me my head was down here. I was just like, yeah, I didn't know how to talk about it. So my highest hope with this podcast, this series right now is we're going to talk about it together and support each other. So, Catherine, any comments on Nancy's comment here?
Just the whole notion of how we have to learn to adapt. So much of my research, even before lipedema, was looking at body image and the misrepresentation of body image and how the media distorts it. There's so much amazing work about it. Give me a second. And, you know, it goes so deep. I, you know, these are conversations, even though we're starting them here, they can go on for long periods of time. Because even the notion of wearing high heels, tell me what sense it makes to wear high heels. It hurts your feet, doesn't give you much mobility. It actually, I mean, there's just so much wrong with it. And yet it's a style that was adapted that had to do with making a woman's legs look in a certain way in order to be appealing as a sexual object. I'm like, huh? It's like when you start looking at some of the biases that we live without questioning. And so, you know, you're going to hear that stigma, especially anti-fat bias, is rampant, not only in our culture, but throughout the world. And how that minimizes and diminishes those of us who really, I mean, what's the woman, the book that you turned me on to, Lisa?
Aubrey Gordon?
Mm-hmm. Gordon, where she talks about how culturally we're really trained to demonize fat. It's almost the last discrimination that people think it's okay, because it's obviously, if you're fat, it's your fault. So it's very complex. And in healthcare, there's been a number of research studies. There was one that's been done at Harvard over many years that looks at implicit bias that you're not necessarily consciously aware that is in operation, and how fat bias is probably the top one, even in the medical profession. Isn't that amazing, Lisa?
The thing that I was looking up a statistic while you were talking. So one of the things that blows my mind is my unlearning my own biases about fat. And I've had them my whole life. About my own self, not other people. That's the icing on the cake. I'm talking just in my own body with my lipedema legs and my lipedema arms since I was 11. I was really hard on myself. And I thought that, what's wrong with you? And why can't you get it together? And I mean, I've done water pills and every diet under the planet. And I mean, for many of those times, I don't think I was, quote unquote, you know, seen to the world as Lisa is fat, right? And yet I said that to myself. And why does that matter? Like, what does our body size matter? So I've been unraveling that. It's been a journey, and Aubrey Gordon has really inspired me. If you've all haven't seen her work, she is mind-blowing at just talking about it in a way that's accessible. And I've spent many days just thinking about, I've spent decades hating my body because I had a disease I didn't understand, and society's standards, my body didn't match up to them. And I recognize the privilege I have in even saying that, because I'm still many times able-bodied in a world designed to be able-bodied, right? So there's layers of this, and there's layers of bias that I'm unlearning in my own experience of my own body. And so to think like, hey, employer, don't have bias, right? I'm like, yeah, this is a much deeper conversation. Why I was so excited, Catherine, you said yes to do this, because this is like, I don't know, the next frontier. We're talking about what happens at work and in our own minds. And I know the tape that was always running, and I catch it now, that's still running about, what will people think when they see my body? Like, why is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to say, I'm really glad we're doing this. I think it's really important. And I want to bring a couple more voices in if we can, Catherine. Is there anything in here you want to?
Yeah, I actually want to extend an invitation. You and I had talked about this. I have a feeling you'll be happy with this little suggestion. Is Crystal Ellingson is posting. Crystal, I'd love to invite you to join Lisa and I for one of our podcasts and come and share your story to our community.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so we're going to be doing this for the next No, this is one. So five more. We're going to do five more Monday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern time. So send us an email. Let us know which one you want. And we'll, because Crystal's story is just so inspiring and just so embracing the kind of issues that we're talking about. How do you ask for accommodations when there's so much shame that is internalized? Shame is at the very core of how most of us experience ourselves, that there's something fundamentally wrong. And that's what we need to not only navigate, but I think in some way have it start becoming a friend so that it can work with us rather than against us. Again, there's so much in the literature, the scientific literature. There was one study that I used in my research where young kids, I'm talking about kindergarten kids, I'm talking about, you know, 4 and 5 year olds, were given line drawings as to who they wanted to be friends with. And the entire population of these kids, nobody wanted to be friends with the fat person in the drawing. And if you think about that, where do we learn that? How do we learn that? How do we learn to demonize ourselves as we struggle with weight issues, as we struggle with lipedema, as we struggle with our own sense of self and identity and connectivity? Anyway, you know, when you were talking, Lisa, I presented at the NLN, the National Lymphedema Network, had their big conference in Philadelphia in October last year. And I was presenting. And the way that they set it up is everybody was presenting standing. Mm-hmm. I couldn't stand. I could barely go up the steps at that point. Last year was a year I was quite ill. And anyway, they were wonderful. They set up a chair and a little thing and a plant and a, you know, but it's this thing about having to always be aware and take care of oneself in all these different environments. Because for me, that was the workplace. Making mm-hmm. a presentation for me is the workplace.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we are, we're on to something, my friend Catherine. We're taking this into the workplace, and we're going to be supporting the community with this, probably our own healing in the process. Yes. Right. And the voices here. And I just want to say to Stina and Kathleen and Crystal and Bethany and Gail, we're seeing your comments. I really appreciate how you're affirming or putting your own stories in here. One of the things I'm doing is I'm talking about this a lot on LinkedIn now. And I got to say, going on LinkedIn and talking about this was very scary for me. So if you're on LinkedIn, please follow Catherine and I. We're talking about it in the workplace on that platform too. Your thoughts, your ideas, articles, inspiration, stories, all that. This is ours. This is between us, right? Navigating lipedema together. So please do that. And I think the other thing I just want to say is we don't know if this time is going to be the right time, especially if you're working. Monday mornings may not be the best time. We just thought we'd give it a try. So thank you for joining us live. If you're watching the replay, please comment and let us know you're here. I would say the greatest gift, and I've learned this through just being in relationship with Lipedema Simplified and Lipedema Project, is that you liking, sharing, commenting, that helps us amplify the message. So if this meant anything to you today, or you had an aha or a sigh of relief that we're talking about this, please share it. We're coming back to you next week as well. And Catherine, I'd love to just give you a chance to close us out with your thoughts and where your heart's at in this conversation right now.
So I've been planning a long time that I'm gonna sit with my feet up on the deck and just, you know, rock for months and months and months. But I have to say, Lisa, this is so thrilling to bring this work into the world that I may hang out with you for a little while longer.
I hope so. I hope so. This book that you're writing needs to be put out there. And I think the cool thing for me is thank you for making space for me to do what I do at RLD Group, to be over here in Lipedema Simplified and Lipedema Project, because what I'm finding is the intersection of everything we do inside organizations, as well as my lived experience here. I just can't think of a better way for us to amplify the message and to reach more people. So yes, write the book, rock back and forth, and be here with me on these podcast episodes and beyond. I'm really grateful we're doing it together. It
sounds like I'm just having so much fun with this. And also, the work that I did in the research, I feel like it's finally going to have a channel, a pathway, because I want to share it with everyone. Because once you begin to know, you can't not know. Mm-hmm. Once you begin to see and you become aware, it's like when you start to know what lipedema is, you can't not see it anymore. Same with this. When you start to see the ways that we diminish ourselves because of the internalized fat phobia, it starts to change. So, Crystal, pick a date. You have 5 dates to pick from. Just pick a date and send us what date you want, and we'll do the rest. And between us, we're navigating lipedema together, Lisa, and the rest of the community.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Make it a great day. We'll see you next week. Take good care. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Heart to Heart, Navigating Lipedema Together.
We hope you found our conversation insightful and empowering. Remember, you're not alone in your journey with lipedema. We're here to support you every step of the way.
And if you'd like to learn more about lipedema, the best place to start and receive expert insights rooted in research is at lipedema-simplified.org. Also, if this was helpful to you, please help us spread the word by liking, commenting, and sharing this episode. We're in this together.
Until next time, take care. And remember, together we can navigate lipedema and its impact on all aspects of our lives with strength and resilience and lots of heart.